came back and had a chance to win.
Yeah, well, I mean, just frustrated, another frustrating loss. Play a good team on the road, it's tough to come back like that. And I think everybody showed a lot of heart and a lot of character. That speaks volumes for the coaches that we have and the leaders that we have in this room. But you know, when you get down to it, we lost the game and didn't execute as much as they did, and they just came out and beat us.
I know a lot of teams in halftime that would have said, "Hey, it's not going to be our day. You guys fought back. It's the biggest reason you're able to get back in there."
Execution. I mean, that's been the you know, people want to talk about, you know, personnel and play calling and all. It boils down to execution, and that's what that's just, we're not doing it enough this last stretch that we've had, and we got to get it right. We got 1 week to get it right, and 3 practices, and we got to go out and you know, it's life or death, and we got to work as hard as we can and be ready to go for KC.
Prater kicks that field goal. I imagine Bruce feeling pretty good. Hey, back in the game, you got a real chance.
Oh, we certainly had a chance. Got back to, I think it was 27-27 or whatever it was, and you know, we're right there. And certainly the momentum was on our side, and you know, it was too tough of to battle to come back from, you know, the way we started.
I wonder if, as you look back at this game, you think about really good field position in the fourth quarter and unfortunately not being able to take advantage of
that. Yeah, we didn't take advantage of that, I just, you know, you can pick, you know, single plays in the second half, but you just look at the whole first half basically, and we didn't execute on offense, and basically just the whole team. So like I said, we'll go back to the drawing board and just, you know, put our heads down and get ready for KC.
Fine. Unfortunately, don't kill your own fate anymore. You got to win and kind of hope.
I'm not even worried about that at this point. I'm just totally on Kansas City. They're a tough divisional opponent, and we've seen what teams can do when they come into our place. So we got to play our best ball and be ready to roll.
Got one more. It seemed like you and Jabbar were really clicking today. I mean, he had those 2 touchdown catches. What was he doing today?
He's playing good. Jabbar was playing good. Jabbar's had you know, when given the chance, he's played well all year and really been a big play guy for us. So it was good to see him get in the end zone a couple times.
What did you do to you guys when all of a sudden you're down to 3 receivers, almost back to back plays so early in the game?
Well, Brandon Lloyd really stepped up and played well, and you know, saw his first action all year, but I thought he played well and you know, executed his job and made some big catches for us, like I knew he would. You know, I had a lot of confidence in Brandon coming in, so you know, we adjusted and made do with what we had to do.
Kyle, for the first time all season, this team needs help next week. You've kind of been in control of your situation until now. How do you think this team will respond and deal with the disappointment of finding yourself there in Week 17?
Well, I mean, there's only one way to look at it, and that's just to, you know, cancel the playoffs out and do all that and just say, you know what, we got a divisional rival. Our biggest rival, probably, and we got to go play great football. And one way or the other, we got to win, you know. And this is something that we haven't done on a consistent basis now for a while. So we just want to come out and play a full 60-minute game and win.
Did that? I mean, obviously, you can't plan for a situation where you can have these guys like that. What happened with the Stokely scenario?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I mean, I know he got pass interference for sure. I mean, I was standing right there and saw the play. So it seemed like there was a lot of those type of calls, and for some reason, that one wasn't one.
Well, that obviously took all the 4 wide stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't been doing a whole lot of that, you know, lately anyways. I don't think schematically it took us out of a whole lot of stuff. But, yeah, it hurts, you know, obviously you want to be able to keep guys fresh. And I know, you know, like 15 and Brandon Lloyd and Jabbar, they're obviously playing a lot of football. So, you know, they played hard down the stretch.
Brandon's now over 100 catches for the season. Any comment on how he's
played great all year. And you know, he's certainly a special talent. And you know, it's a big mark for any wide receiver to get, so it's tough to talk about personal achievements, you know, in this type of situation.
McDaniels was talking about getting off to a fast start, obviously the first time in 3 weeks that you guys elected to be on offense. Just talk about the frustration not being able to get things going like you wanted to.
Yeah, I think we had 3 3 and outs in a row or something like that to start off, and just it's when you start like that, you just can't get any rhythm at all on offense. And the sad thing is I think, you know, we talked about all week staying out of third and long situations, and the first drive of the game was a third and long, but from there on out we're setting in 2nd and 5, just where we want to be, you know, just how we talked about all week. We wanted to play this team, and when we got into those situations, we didn't execute the play and ended up punting the way, which is very frustrating.
You talk about not executing, you know, that one play. It seemed like a bunch of times. Was there one play that really is sticking in your mind as kind of a turning point that you wish you could have back?
Probably the whole first half, I would assume, you know. I mean, you know, playing the way that we did, and you know, it's it's a testament to all the guys, the way we battled back. But, you know, it's too big of a mountain to climb when you're playing a good team on the road like this.
Does it seem like kind of a helpful situation now because you do need other teams to win for you?
No, I mean, I'll take a chance, you know. I mean, we got a chance, and, you know, you go back and look at the offseason, I think everybody would take a chance to be in the playoffs, and it's unfortunate how we've gotten here, but we still got a great chance, and we got to take care of our business, and that's the only thing we can control.
Thanks, Kyle.